Hello, hello, and good morning. This is Coach Latisse of the Secrets of Grant Writing, Funding, Business Plans, and More podcast. And I'd like to take a moment to welcome all my new listeners and to give a shout out and say thank you to all my faithful listeners that have been with me since season one. Today, October the 27th, 2021, we will be discussing three essential concepts, three key essential concepts towards having a successful nonprofit organization. I would also like to say that this episode will conclude the Women's Empowerment series. It will also conclude season two of the Secrets of Grant Writing, Funding, Business Plans, and More podcast. I am not sure at this time, just FYI, I'm not sure at this time if there will be a season three, but please do not be discouraged. For those of you who have enjoyed the information that has been provided by this podcast relative to community engagement, social activism, nonprofits, grant writing, and grant funding, please know that you can still feel free to contact me and reach out to me via email or via the website, thesecretsofgrantwriting.com. I'm also on Instagram at secrets2grants. You can reach me there. So let's get ready to connect, innovate, inspire this generation and the very next. But before we do, I'm going to take a break and let there be a message provided to you for sponsorship. And after that message, we will take a deeper dive into this morning's discussion. Thank you, and let's get ready. I'll be at you soon. Welcome back. Welcome back. Once again, this is Coach Latisse of the Secrets of Grant Writing, Funding, Business Plans, and More podcast. Today is October the 27th, 2021, and we will be discussing three key essential concepts towards having a successful nonprofit organization. This particular episode, as well as the other two, are dedicated to the fabulous ladies that have consistently been with me since season one. So I would like to give a special shout out and acknowledgement to you all once again. But I welcome everyone, both male and female. I'm thankful that you have taken your precious time to listen in to this particular podcast. Thank you very much. As a reminder, this particular episode will conclude the Women's Empowerment series as well as season two. But I would like to state to you that although I may not know at this time if there will be a season three of the Secrets of Grant Writing podcast, I would like to tell you that you can still feel free to reach out to me. All you have to do is go to the website, thesecretsofgrantwriting.com, and you can continue to ask questions, get involved, stay up to date for the latest information that's provided to me relative to nonprofits and grants and grant writing. So thank you again for all those that have been with me since season one, as well as thank you to those who are new to the podcast. And I'd like to say that I hope that you enjoy what you hear. With that being said, let's go ahead and get ready to connect, innovate, inspire this generation and the next, as we are getting ready to take a deeper dive into the information that is getting ready to be provided to you on the three essential key concepts towards having a successful nonprofit organization. The first core concept or essential concept that I would like to discuss is the importance of having a strong foundation as it pertains to the development of the corporation, of the nonprofit corporation, and the program. So what do I mean specifically by having a strong foundation? When I speak in terms of having a strong foundation for your nonprofit organization, I'm speaking specifically not just about filing articles of incorporation with whatever state that you're in, but I'm talking about from that point to everything else that goes along with it. And in order for you to even begin the process of proper foundation building, I think it's really important for people to really think about the who, what, when, where, how, and why. Who are you? Who do you desire to be? How do you desire to be perceived as a nonprofit corporation or organization? This is something to think about. It's easy to come up with a name, easy to list a couple of officers, and even easy to file articles of incorporation with your respective state. What's not easy is when you get beyond that point and you begin to start the process of writing a nonprofit business plan for your program or your project. That's the part that solidifies the who, what, when, where, why, and how. Why is this important? This information is important because it sets the foundation of where you are and where you aspire and desire to be moving forward. It is how your organization will be perceived, how it will be perceived and received based upon the information that you put together. Very, very important to think about. I was talking to somebody the other day, and for those of you who don't know or that don't know me or listening in for the first time, my background consists of 20 plus years in social services and business coaching and services combined. 20 plus years. So I have worked in both public and private sectors and provided business coaching, guidance, provided technical assistance at a government level to government entities throughout the state of California, as well as various counties through the state of California. So I have a little bit of experience underneath my belt, and in my consulting or coaching experience, those that I have coached and consulted with relative to program development, funding, and the implementation of nonprofit organizations, it has always been my premise, always been my conviction to tell them, hey, know exactly who you are targeting. Know exactly who you want to service, how you're going to service them, why you are servicing them in this particular area, and ensure that you have a way, a mechanism of evaluating the approach that you're taking in servicing this particular population or community. This is so vital and is so essential, and it is a key core concepts that must be followed. You must follow this because it will definitely concretely ensure and solidify your foundation. Very important. I've always told them, know this information, have a firm concept or idea of the who, what, when, where, why, and how. And be specific. For example, if someone comes to me and says, hey, Coach Latisse, I want to start a nonprofit organization and I want to focus on youth. Okay, what about the youth? What part of the youth? What age group? Is it male or female? There's many different issues that can be tackled as it relates to youth, because creating a nonprofit organization, a public charity, is all about identifying a need, a perceived need, a problem or socioeconomic issue, and being able to provide a solution for that problem or issue, right? Right. So if that's the case, we know that there are many, many different things that an organization can focus on, but it is not recommended and it would be not in the best interest of the nonprofit corporation or agency or organization to be all over the place. This is not only going to cause a problem or issue internally for your organization, but even when it comes to building relationships, going after funding, and being able to clearly communicate your mission and purpose to your intended audience, those that are going to support you in the future. So it's very important to be targeted, have a targeted approach. And again, we're still talking about the building of a strong foundation. The building of a strong foundation. It is extremely important that you know and understand whom you are serving and why. So if you say that, if an organization comes to me and says that they want to build a program surrounding youth, again, I'm going to ask them the specifics about the youth and what problems specifically they want to target. So is it juvenile justice, juvenile dependency, children with mental health issues? Is the organization wanting to advocate for children on behalf of certain issues? These are some things, just as an example, for you to really, really think about prior to wanting or going through the process of filing articles with your state for a nonprofit organization. Okay. That was number one. Number two, and it goes, it leads right in, the number two also goes hand in hand with what was just mentioned. And the number two is having a strong board of directors. Many times in my experience, I have often found and encountered those that wish to start a nonprofit organization, not necessarily have a strong idea or a concrete conception about the roles and responsibilities of your board and of directors. Unlike corporations or C corps or S corps or LLCs, nonprofit organizations are not held by one individual. They do not belong to one individual. They actually belong to the community. Please keep that in mind, because it's going to impact you when you're moving forward to make certain decisions. A nonprofit organization is not owned by you and your family or your group of friends. It is owned by the public. Please note, a side note, that you cannot have more than 49% of your board to be made up of family or close connections. Okay? So when we start talking about having a strong board of directors, it's important not to just add anybody to your administration, not anybody, just anybody on your documentation. Why? Because you want to ensure that those people that are coming on board to work with you or work on behalf of the nonprofit organization are actually qualified and vested. Oftentimes, I have seen people just add, clients just add people for the sake of meeting the qualification or requirements for having a set amount of folks, somebody listed on the articles of incorporation or their statement of information that they turn into the state. This is not something that you want to do, especially in the beginning, because what the documentation asks for is a secretary and a treasurer, or your chief financial officer and maybe a chief operating officer. You want to make sure that these individuals that you list and you name are qualified and have the background to be able to manage those roles and fulfill the obligations in those roles, as well as, I believe I said, integrity, but also everything else that comes along with that. You want to make sure that they have integrity, that they're qualified, and that they can be trusted. Very important. As you begin to build out and you have a set number of board of directors, let's say you have five, it is extremely important to take them through the process just as if you were hiring them for compensation, meaning that they should be able to submit a resume, and each candidate, their experience should match your mission and your purpose. So for example, let's utilize the organization, the example of the organization that's interested in developing a nonprofit that provides services to youth. Okay, what specific services are being provided? Whatever you list, if it's case management, if it's social case management, if it's education, if it's training, then you want people on your board that reflect that. You want an educator on your board. You might even want to solicit the assistance of a young person. I like to call them youth ambassadors, to give the organization input as to how youth are impacted in certain areas, whatever your focus is. But you might want to capture a youthful voice. I also think it's important to have somebody on your board that can provide legal advice. But of course, that attorney may have to have, maybe they have a specific specialty. Again, it has to be something that is reflective of your mission and your purpose and the population that you are servicing. You do not want to put somebody on your board if you are catering to youth. Then let's say you're embarking upon providing services to youth that have transitioned out of the juvenile justice system or the child welfare system. You don't want somebody on your board that has a background in construction, unless you have a housing component. Maybe you're solving a homelessness issue. But the people that serve on that board, you want to make sure that they have the qualifications. You also want to know if and when they have embarked upon or engaged in any type of community service effort. Because you don't want your organization to be used as a stepping stone, meaning you don't want people to say or volunteer on your board that is just using the name of your organization or using the fact that you've asked them to sit on the board as a way of them building up their professional portfolio. You want people that are actually vested in what you're doing. So if that's the case, then they must have some type of community service background. They must be able to tell you something about what they've done in the past. That's very important when you're interviewing them. So you should, again, have them to submit a resume. There should be an application that you create, and there should be an interview for each candidate, for each board of directors candidate. You also want to know and make sure that they have positive ties to the community. How does the community see them? And also their ability to influence members of the community. As we all know, it takes money to run a nonprofit organization. It takes money to develop and implement an actual program or project. So it is imperative that you also have people on your board that are influential and have a means to access to financial resources. Not that they're having to pay or take money out of their pocket. I mean, anybody can make a donation to your organization, but the organization should not have a significant amount of financial problems, and you have several people, and it has several people on its board. There should be some ideas, some strategic ideas that are coming forward to solve a funding issue or to ensure that funding can be accessed for your program or project. It is not the executive director's responsibility solely. It is not the sole responsibility of the executive director, the COO, the treasurer, or whatever, CFO, whichever role. It's not their role solely to bring in funding to the organization. Everybody that is sitting on that board should be able to contribute something. They should be able to do some research or connect with an outside agency, build relationships with outside agencies, even help with bringing attention to the organization so that the organization could be in position to access funding, because that is also a key ingredient and a core concept in being able to access grant dollars. So that's a side note. That's an extra tip. Know that in order for you, one of the things that is very important, in order for any organization to be able to successfully be awarded a grant or to get access to grant dollars, it is so important that you have ties to the community, ties and collaborations and support from other community agencies and entities that can validate your organization and what you're proposing to do for the community. So keep that in mind. Still talking about building a strong foundation for board of directors, having strong board members. And that's what that would look like. Which brings me into my next point, which is point number 3, the community ties. It's extremely important, as I stated, that the organization have strong community ties. How do you build those community ties? By networking. It's not good enough for an organization to have a brick and mortar establishment, or even if a lot of the things that the organization may do is online because of everything that is going on with the pandemic. I know and understand that there are a lot of establishments that are not necessarily open just yet, or they're limited and some have closed down because of everything that's going on with the pandemic. But it is still important to make those connections. Find creative ways, innovative ways to get out there and network with the community that you are choosing to serve. They need to know that you exist. They need to know that you support them as much as they support you. And again, it sets you up to be in position to be able to access funding. Community ties. So again, as a recap, three key essential concepts towards having a successful nonprofit organization. Number one, building a strong foundation, understanding the who, what, when, where, why, and how. Number two, having a strong board of directors, ensuring that their background and their qualifications match your mission and purpose, making sure that they are perceived by the community in a positive light, and that they actually have the means, whether it is providing research, offering to conduct research, or being able to connect with other people, but finding ways to ensure that the organization has access to funding and other resources that is needed. It is not just the responsibility of the COO, the CFO, and the CEO or the executive director to bring in funding and resources for the nonprofit organization. Please keep in mind once again that the organization does not belong to one individual. It is not a sole proprietorship, but it is a collaborative effort. It belongs to the community. So it's important that you select people, you hire people or select people on your board that meet certain qualifications that match your mission and your purpose. And number three, emphasis on community ties. Community ties, being able to be known in the community as an organization that supports others as well as engages with members of the community. So whether you're engaging with members of the community as individuals or children and families, but that you also engage with other nonprofit organizations that serve the community and that are in the same fight that you are in to provide access, to ensure access to socioeconomic goods and resources to the community that you are choosing or have chosen to serve. That concludes this episode as far as the topic is concerned, and as far as the Women's Empowerment Series is concerned. I want to say thank you once again to all of you who have consistently listened in from the beginning, season one of this podcast. Once again, I am not absolutely for sure if I'm going to come back with the season three. But I encourage those of you who still have questions, who have enjoyed the podcast, to go to my website, thesecretsofgrantwriting.com, and it provides for you resources and information relative to grants and nonprofits. It will also keep you up to date with where I'm at and upcoming events and other resources. I currently or recently just released a couple of articles on Medium.com. For those of you who are unfamiliar with Medium, it is an app or a site that is made up of various writers that provide information to you on a daily basis with different topics. So whatever your interests are, it doesn't necessarily have to be about grants or nonprofits. It could be about anything. It could be about love and relationships, technology, business, politics, entertainment. There is a slew of information that has been written and provided by various authors, talented authors, I might add, on that particular site and app. And I have recently released, I just started writing for them, and I've released a couple of articles, and my alias or moniker on there is Lady Latisse. You can research me, Lady Latisse, and I will have articles written there on the subject matter of nonprofits and grants, grant writing, and also other business related information. So please, 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 I welcome your comments, welcome your feedback, invite you to email me. You could get my email address from the website. Once again, thesecretsofgrantwriting.com. You can follow me on Instagram @secrets2grants. You can also message me there. I hope that you enjoyed the episode. I hope that you enjoyed the season. And I'm wishing that everyone would be safe and healthy. And remember, get ready. Be ready. Always connect with others. Innovate others. And let's continue to inspire this generation and the very, very next. That is so important. It doesn't end here. Thank you again, and I wish all of you the best. Feel free to reach out to me via email. Get my contact information through the website. Everyone, take care and be blessed. And I am honored to have had the opportunity to provide this information to you for the past 2 seasons. God bless you. Be safe and well. And thank you.